Contain it.
Just Rosh Shiva and the Hanhala. It's a great, great honor to be here. You know, I actually lived in Chicago for 4 years, between 1979 and 1983. And, of course, I had heard of the Beis Medrash Torah, but I had actually not stepped foot in the Beis Medrash till now. So, Baruch Hashem, you are a yeshiva with a great and glorious history that goes back almost 100 years. And there's a shalsheles of Talmidei Chachamim that were produced, and many of them continue, their families continue to live in Chicago. So the emes is, every single yeshiva in the world is ultimately a link back to Har Sinai. But I think a yeshiva like this, you're able to identify with more specificity the actual links and the hashpah in the community, that you're really part of something that's much larger than your individual identities. And I hope that all of you will take advantage of the great opportunities to steig and to learn. I remember the many years ago that I was a bachur in yeshiva, we used to have alumni. There was Neri Sohn Walter who would come back and they would say, these are the best years of your life. And you know, he would kind of be a little cynical. We'd say, oh, these old guys come back and give us speeches. But now that I'm an old guy, I can tell you, Taka, that these are the best years of your life. And you will look back at the potential for growth, for Aliyah. Every single day, every single minute, you can grab on to another jewel. And that's going to be part of your life, part of your metzias. It'll affect the way you'll be a parent and the way you'll be a husband and an Eved Hashem. And Emir Hashem, you know, our achrayas is to be koveya itim l'tayra our entire lives, even if we enter the working world. But this is the intensity that, you know, you're not going to have elsewhere. And this is the time to build the foundation. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some aspects of Emunah, but in particular connected to Matan Torah, Shavuos and Sfira. All of us know that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is coming up, Parshas Emor, Usvartim Lachem, Mimacharas HaShabbos, you start counting Mimacharas HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos. And Chazal tell us that Shabbos in that pasuk does not mean Shabbos Bereshis, that was the Tztukim who counted the Omer on Sunday, but it means the first day of Pesach is called Shabbos, it's a Yom Tov, it's called Shabbos. And the Meshech Chachmah, and we know that, the Gemara tells us in Menachos, this was a long-standing machlokas, a tremendous controversy between the Tztukim and the Prushim as to when you start counting Sfiras HaOmer. And Chazal had to prove in all sorts of ways that Shabbos means Yom Tov. So the Meshech Chachmah asks a very pashut akasha, Eibazoi, why doesn't the Torah say something else? Now, it's not so pashut what else it could say. Some people say, well, instead of saying Mimacharas HaShabbos, say Mimacharas HaPesach. Abrezuk the Eben Ezra, that's not going to help you. Because Pesach in the Torah, B'derech Chlal, refers to the 14th of Nisan, when they shechted the Korban Pesach, and Mimela, Mimacharas HaPesach, would have meant start on the 15th. So Mimela, Shabbos is better, the Eben Ezra says, because Shabbos refers to the Yisr Malacha, which is the first day of Yom Tov. Nope. But that's ambiguous, because it's Shabbos Bereishis. So the Torah could have said a date. The Torah could have said, B'shisha Asar L'chaydash HaRishon, on the 16th of Nisan, start counting Sfira. No ambiguity. So the Meshech Chachmah says a very fascinating insight. He says, if we ask ourselves, what is the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, halachically, we find two basic chilukim. Chiluk number one is that on Yom Tov, there's a heter of Eichel Nefesh. I can do malachas for food preparation. On Shabbos, there is no such heter. I can't cook on Shabbos unless it's pikuach nefesh mamish. That is chiluk number one. Chiluk number two is the source of the Kedusha. The Kedushas Yom Tov has to come from Klal Yisrael. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, or even after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin had to be Makadish, the Chaydesh al pi Re'iyah. And according to the Rambam, even Bizman Azeh, when we have a fixed calendar, it is not the astronomical facts in the Shemayim that are Koveya, when is Reish Chodesh and when is Yom Tov. It is only because the last Sanhedrin calculated the Cheshbonos and they were Makadish until the year 6000. And that is why, because Mashiach will come before then, and that's why by the year 6000, if Chas V'Shalom, it's not going to happen, but if Chas V'Shalom, there wouldn't be a Geula, the Mayadim would be Batal. The Mayadim are Taloi on Kiddush Beistin, on Am Yisrael being Makadish. As opposed to Shabbos, the Kedusha Shabbos exists whether we're Makadish or not. That is why, right, as everybody knows, the bracha of Shabbos is Mekadesh HaShabbos. The Eibishter is Mekadesh HaShabbos. For Yom Tov, it's Mekadesh Yisrael for Hazmanim. So, two chilukim. Yom Tov has a heter of Eichel Nefesh. Shabbos does not. Number two, the Kedushas Yom Tov comes from the Maisim of Bnei Yisrael, as opposed to Kedushas Shabbos, which is Kevi Vakaima. It exists even without us. The Meshech Chachma says, these two chilukim actually stem from a common denominator. And that is, what Shabbos commemorates intrinsically has no particular shaychus to the Jewish people. Shabbos commemorates the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Theoretically, a goy should have to keep Shabbos too. Elamai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Shabbos to us as a matana. That's why Shabbos is called Matana Teiva Yeshli Bebeis Genazai V'Shabbos Shema. What's a matana? Something you didn't earn? Something you're not entitled to? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us as a matana. Because the idea that Shabbos represents is not miyuchad to Am Yisrael intrinsically. That there is a God that is the creator of heaven and earth is a universalistic idea. Yom Tov, on the other hand, only exists because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's specific involvement in Klal Yisrael. There is a Pesach only because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. There is a Shavuos only because of Matan Torah. There is a Sukkos because of the Anonei HaKavod. There is a Yom Kippur because of the Kapara of the Chedek. Rosh Hashanah attack is a little difficult to see what is specifically Jewish about Rosh Hashanah. We'll leave it for an Elul Shmuz. But L'chol HaPachos, the Shalosh Regalim and Yom Kippur, all emanate from Hashem's unique and special relationship to Am Yisrael. Memela, the Meshech Chachma says, since without Am Yisrael there wouldn't be a Yom Tov, Yom Tov bends to the needs of Am Yisrael. Yom Tov is tafel and botel to us, because without us there wouldn't have been a Yom Tov. And that's why the Kedusha is tully on us, because without Hashem's love for Am Yisrael, the Yomim Tovim wouldn't exist at all, and that's why there's a Heter Eichel Nefesh, and that's why we are the Bailim over the Kedushas Hazman. Shabbos, the idea of Shabbos predated in Am Yisrael. The idea of Shabbos has no direct shaychus to Am Yisrael. Memela, we are mevatel ourselves to Shabbos. Shabbos is not butl to us, and memela, we are not the Bailim who sanctify Shabbos. All right. This is the Meshech Chachma's very, very interesting yesod about the chiluk between Shabbos and Yom Tov. He then goes on and says, though, if we understand that Shabbos is a matnas chinam that we didn't earn and we don't deserve, and Yom Tov emanates because of us, of all the Yomim Tovim, Pesach is the most Shabbistic. Because it's true that there's only a Pesach because of Hashem's involvement in Am Yisrael. But the emes is, we were not roy for Geula at the time. We were, as the Navi Yecheskel says, Orem Ve'erya, we were naked from the mitzvahs. We had reached the 49th level of Tumah. We should have been in Mitzrayim, as you know, 400 years. That's the Brisbane Apsarim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chishev Esakeitz, as the Gra says, Keitz's Begematria, 190. He had to take off 190 years and, as we say in a GPS, recalibrate the 400 years from the birth of Yitzchak. But that's a recalibration. It should have been 400 years in Mitzrayim. But it wasn't Shayach. We were the 49th level of Tumah. Had we stayed even another minute, the amount of time it takes for the Batzek to become Chametz would have been too late. We don't even understand what that means. We would have hit the 50th level. So Pesach was a matnas chinam. Pesach was something we didn't deserve. Unlike Shavuos, where we were making ourselves b'kabbalah satayra, darga achar darga achar darga. And unlike Sukkos, which is the Anani HaKavod that come because of the tshuva that we did to be Zeichet Yom Kippur, Pesach is legamri amat naschina. Memela, the Torah's merames, that Pesach is called Shabbos, because it too is a geula, as the Svarim describe it, b'kfitza v'dila, right? The Chazal say, the Pesach in Shir HaShirim, that Hashem is medaleg ala harim, mikapetz al hagvaos. He jumps over the mountains and skips over the hills. The mountains and the hills are the avos and the imos, and skipping means Hashem accelerated the redemption. We really were not worthy. So memela, based on this, I want to compare Shtol Su a little bit with the Mechila from the Meshech Chachma. I hope he wouldn't mind. A word from the Balatanya. And the Balatanya Kimat makes a very similar nekuda in which, why is Sevira Mimacharas HaShabbos? Why don't I start it on Pesach? After all, the Sefer HaChinuch says that the basic yisayid of Sviras HaOmer is to be mechaber freedom with Torah. That ein ben chayrin el mish isek b'tayra. If all you have is chayris without Torah, you're like a wild animal. That is why the korban ha'omer is barley, that is meichel behema, and shavuos is shtei halechem, which is wheat. And we don't want to have it as two separate yamim tayvim, because that would imply like there's a separate chashivas in the 4th of July, when that's not emes. The purpose of freedom is only because it enables me to be makabel el malchus shemaim, and that is why Shavuos in the Torah doesn't even have a calendar date. The Torah does not say, surprisingly enough, that Shavuos is the 6th of Sivan. Doesn't say it at all. In fact, when we were Makadish without a fixed calendar, Shavuos could be the 5th, the 6th, or the 7th. The only thing the Torah says is Shavuos is essentially the 51st day from Pesach, because you count the Omer the second day. Meaning it's one Yom Tov. There are Rishayim that even use the Lashon that Sfiras HaOmer is an Indian of Chol HaMayed. So if you tell your boss you don't work during Chol HaMayed, you might take a longer vacation than because the job will not be waiting for you, but nevertheless, it's a getter of a Chol HaMayed. Okay, I even heard a svar, although I don't think it's Eiska Halton in Makairis, that someone is saying that the minhag of not shaving might be Makusher to Chol HaMayed rather than Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. It's very strange, because the Gaonim already say it's Makusher to that, but at least in Svara, it's a very, very interesting perspective of looking at this, Makusher to Dinei Chol HaMayed. So the question is, if indeed Svira is to be Makasher, Pesach and Shavuos, so start the first night. Why do you start the second night? So the Sefer HaChinuch himself says, well, Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, the first night, cheiros. But the emesis, again, I mean, at least from our limited perspective, it's a hard teretz to understand. Because if the whole simcha of the cheiros is the Torah is not taking away from the meaning of the cheiros, it is the meaning of the cheiros. So the Balatanya says the following insight. And it's come out the same as the Meshech Chochma said later. And that is, if Pesach is the matnas chinam, Hashem gives you a great light. But sometimes after the Eibishter gives you a great light, there's something artificial about it. You didn't earn it. You didn't work. Hashem then takes away the or, and you're mechuyev to recapture that light step by step by step by step. And therefore, Mimacharas HaShabbos, meaning Svira is the next step, the next day. Shabbos is what Hashem gives you. But Svira is make it your own with your Avaida, with your Shtayi. Now, Rav Nachman of Breslov brings from his great Zaydi, the Baal Shem Tov, a beautiful, beautiful mashal about this. He says, you know, how come it is that sometimes a person comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baal Shuvah, so much geschmack, so much enthusiasm, so much passion. Every mincha is beautiful. Every Shabbos is fantastic. And there's so much islavos. And then what happens is, as a person becomes ragil in being a frumyid, and he does the mitzvos over and over again, some of the passion leaves him. A person gets bored. A person gets frustrated. A person loses his cheshek. Mitzvos anashim ilumada, as the Navi says. Things become habit. Now, you could say, well, things become habit, but that doesn't make spiritual sense, because if mitzvahs bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch, then fakert, the more I'm doing, the more I should be uplifted, the more I should be inspired. Is there diminishing returns, chas v'shalom? The firmer I become, the less spiritual I am, the less makusher I am to HaKadosh Baruch. So he brings from the Baal Shem Tov a beautiful, beautiful mashal about a baby learning to walk. A baby learns to walk. So the parents hold the baby, and the baby takes step by step. And the baby is thinking in his mind, if he could verbalize, this walking stuff is pretty easy. And then one day, the parents feel the baby is ready. So they let go. And what's going to happen right away is plop, plop, plop. And the kid might be wondering, hey, what's happening here? I'm only 18 months, I'm already regressing. What's happening over here? It was so easy a minute ago. Answer, it was so easy a minute ago because your parents were holding you up. But now they have confidence in you that you can do it yourself. They're there to help you. They're there to protect you. They're there to pick you up. If chas v'shalom, you might get hurt. But it doesn't become part of you until you've internalized it. Zakt Rav Nachman, when a person is very rachaik from Hashem, Hashem gives them a light. Hashem lifts them up. Hashem carries them. So for shteitzach, there'll be passion, there'll be geschmack, there'll be a certain, I don't want to say ease because it's not easy, but a sense of excitement. But then, just as the parents let go of the child to say, we've shown you what you're able to do, now you have to do it. So too, Rav Nachman says in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of puts us down and we have problems, that's a sign of strength. That's a sign of Hashem's confidence in us. I've shown you what you're capable of doing. Now, it's your job to do it. And paradoxically and counterintuitively, when I have struggles in my Avodas Hashem, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam saying, I have confidence in you. I know you can do it. I gave you the good times. I gave you the easier times to show you that you have the potential, that you have the ability. But now you have to make it your own. And that going back to Baal Tanya says, that's Mimacharas HaShabbos. That's the next step. Shabbos is the Matnas Chinam. Mimacharas, Pesach is called Shabbos because it's Kfitza V'Dilug. You artificially jumped over Madregas. But that doesn't last. You then have to start from the bottom and climb up step by step by step by step. You know, there was a great gadol in America. He was also one of the greatest paiskim, but he was Rav Moshe's older colleague, Rav Henkin, Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin. And his grandson recounts that he once asked his Zaidi, how do you become a greiser mensch? How do you become an adam gadol? So his grandfather answered, he was a bit laconic, he said, first you become a kleiner mensch. Become a mensch first. Become an Adam Katan first. Then you become an Adam Gadol. Right? First you're Adam. Adam is the Shem Etzem. Adam is the noun. Then you become Gadol, Katan, and everything else. And the truth of the matter is that one has to know that in Avodas Hashem there are going to be Aliyos and there are going to be Yeridos. And you have to ride the waves and you have to learn to deal. This is part of maturity anyway. Not just in the yeshiva, but in Bifrat in the yeshiva. One has to know to deal with frustration, to deal with disappointment, to deal with times of chayshach and times of apparent hester panim. But one has to know that at all times, the Eibishter is whispering in your ear, I have confidence in you. You can make it. And the Chassidus Sfarim, they say, it's al pi drush, but it's a beautiful machshava. Every morning in Ma'ida Ani, Bechemla, Hechzarta, Binishmasi, Bechemla, be sure you put the period in the right place. Bechemla, the Eibishter was machzer my neshama, Bechemla, with compassion, with mercy. And then we have two words, which are really a part of a pasuk in Eicha, Rabba emunasecha, your faith is great. Based on a pasuk, Chadoshim labkarim, Rabba emunasecha. So the Sforim asked the question, what do we mean? I mean, emuna bapashtus is what I have in Hashem. I could say, Rabba emunasi, my faith in Hashem is great. What does it mean, your faith? Now, the emes is, al pi dikduk, it's not so much of a kasha, I have to be honest. Because emuna in the Torah does not refer to my belief in Hashem. We talk about Hashem as kel emuna. Emuna means Hashem is faithful. Hashem is faithful in carrying out all of his decrees and all of his ratzon. Right? So in fact, even the word ma'amin actually means, if you break it down grammatically, I ascribe to Hashem the quality of emunah. But colloquially, l'chalapachas, we use emunah as my state of belief. So if that's the case, according to that colloquialism at least, it should say, Rabba emunasi. Zakta sifrei chasidus, Rabba emunasecha. The Eibishter has tremendous faith in us. Every single day we open up our eyes, and if a Mirza Hashem, the old joke, you check the obituaries and you're still here. And Emir Hashem, he gives us life. What is he saying to you every single morning? I believe in you. I trust you. You can do it. You have a mission. You have a role. You have a tachlis. Because if we didn't have a mission and we didn't have a tachlis, we didn't have a role because we finished, then we wouldn't wake up the next morning. So I come into a world where people might insult me, or I feel bad about myself, or I feel inadequate. But the Ribbono Shel Olam told you this morning, you have something good to bring to this world. So how could, again, I don't mean to give anyone much, I'm talking to myself too. So how can a person be despondent? How can a person have yish? How can a person feel, I have nothing worthwhile to do, I can't grow? But you woke up this morning. Hashem whispered into your ear, Rabba emunasecha, your faith in me, Hashem, is so great, even when I lose faith in myself. So in life, there are going to be yiridus, many, many yiridus. But the pasuk says, Sheva yipayel tzaddik v'kam. The tzaddik falls seven times and gets up again. And Rav Huttner used to say very often, it doesn't mean even though he falls, he gets up. But fakert, precisely from the yiridus, from the nefilas, from learning how to improve myself in difficult matzavim, I acquire qualities of koach and resilience that make me a greater person than I otherwise would have been. And this is indeed one of the yesodos of emunah. Emunah is a double-pronged idea. Emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Emunah that Hashem loves you. Emunah that Hashem cares about you. And emunah in yourself that Hashem gave you the kochos that are needed for you to accomplish your mission. Emunah in yourself. Rav Yeruchim, great Rosh Hashiva of Mir, the great Mashgiach of Mir, used to say, Rav Olbe's Rebbe, and again the Rebbe of really hundreds and thousands of Talmidim, used to say that the person who is not aware of his flaws is a shaita. You're a shaita, you think you're perfect, you think there's no problems, obviously you're a fool. But the person who is not aware of his greatness is a tragedy. Tragedy that a person doesn't know the greatness that is within him. They say at the Levaya of the Chazon Ish, there was a bacher that was crying at the Chazon Ish's Levaya. And Rav Dessler, with Michtam Elio at the time, was the Mashgiach of Panovich, went over to the bacher at the Chazon Ish's Levaya. And he said to the bacher, why are you crying over the Rav, the Goyin, and the Tzaddik who's buried there, pointing to the kever? You should cry over the Rav, the Goyin, and the Tzaddik that's buried, and he pointed to the boy's heart, buried there. Because that Rav Gaon and Tzaddik became the Rav the Gaon and Tzaddik. But what about us? All of us have a Rav Gaon and Tzaddik that is within us as well. And that's something to cry about, or at least to positively work about. And that's emunah in yourself, to understand that you have the potential for greatness. And every person's greatness is different. The potential is not, gee, I can't be like him. He has his avodah, you have your avodah. But I can be what I'm supposed to be. What I'm able to be is much, much greater than perhaps I imagined. They say a vort, Mipi HaShmua, it's not, the Gra, of course, wrote, but the first Sefer of the Gra that was published after his Patira was the Perish on Mishle. Actually, he did not write it. It was from Menachem Mendel of Shklov, one of his Talmidim, was Ma'atik. The Perish and other Talmidim wrote different parts of it as well. That's why if you ever learn the Perish Gra, you'll see that there are different portions on different parts of Mishle written by different people. But this is a vort on a pasuk in Mishle, but it's not, unfortunately, it's not in the Sefer itself, but it's Mipi HaShmua. We have certain Mipi HaShmua. It's still a Torah Shebal Peh, still from the Gra. And that is, the pasuk says in Mishle, Leiv Chacham Liyaminai, V'Leiv Kesil L'Smailai. The heart of the Chacham is to the right, and the heart of the fool is to the left. So L'Chair, I don't want to opine on anyone else in the room, but my heart is on the left, and I think at least scientists say most of our hearts are on the left. That's why Tefillin Shel Yad, one of the Ramazim, is Keneged Halev. Ebazai, is everybody a Shaita? I mean, as far as we know, even Gedalei Hador, their heart is not in a different place. So they say, Mipi HaShmua B'Shem the Gra, That lev, of course, refers to a person's emotions, a person's attitudes, a person's hergeshim. So he says like this, if you open up a sefer, assuming you started from the beginning, which sometimes we don't do, but if you start from the beginning, he says, to the left are the dafim that you've covered. To the right are the dafim that you haven't covered. The chacham looks at what he's learned, and every single thing he's learned, he gets a sense of chizik. Baruch Hashem, I learned a Mishnah, I learned an Amud, I learned a Rashi. And that gives him encouragement and strength to go weiter. The kesil, the fool, is looking at all the stuff he didn't learn yet. Right? You walk into a Beis Medrash. I walk into a Beis Medrash. I include myself. I look around at all of the swarm. Baruch Hashem, some of them are repeats, so I don't have to feel so guilty. But you know, ay, 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 what's supposed to be? I'm going to learn an Amud today. Good. I mean, the Torah is infinite. And a person feels, what's the use? The Chacham gets chizuk from everything that he's learned. The Kesil gets yiyush from everything he hasn't learned, right? So that's why the Chacham focuses on the right and the Kesil focuses on the left. And this is a very big insight. It's a very big insight. That on one hand, you know, it's a paradoxical in some ways. Of course, we know Chazal condemn gaiva and arrogance, and a bal gaiva is dochek ragle hashchina. A bal gaiva pushes away HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the world. And yet, in a non-arrogant way, a person has to take pride in Avodas Hashem. It says by Melech Yehoshaphat, Vayigbal libay b'darchei Hashem. That I've accomplished, I'm growing, I'm steiging, I'm doing something worthwhile. Could I be better? Could I do more? Of course. But when it turns into disparaging the significance of what you're doing, it then becomes a from Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara of Yish, in which, as Adam Arishan said, you know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu confronted Adam Arishan, who told, you know, why did you eat? And Adam Arishan says, according to the Medrash, Ochalti v'yecholayid. I ate and I'll do it again. So some people learn that's defiance, chutzpah, which is kind of a pretty stupid thing to do in that context. But the Bali Musar say very, very different. This is not the cry of, this is not a statement of arrogance. This is a cry of desperation. He says, ay, 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 I sinned and I'll do it again. I'm hopeless and I'm helpless and I'm miyayish. And what's the use? I messed up so much, I might as well continue because there'll be no ticket. And that's the greatest tais of all. Person makes a mistake. They say again, b'shem the grami pi yashavua. You're davening, let's say, and in the middle of your davening, you're not able to concentrate. So a person sometimes thinks that we've all been there. All right, I'm just gonna potter this. This Shimon Esrei is a failure. This tefillah is a failure. Vilna Gaon says no. If the Eitz Hara won you in Salach Lanu, you come back with Re'enu Avonienu. And if he gets you down with Refa'enu, you come back with Barech Aleinu. Losing a battle happens. Doesn't mean you surrender the army because you've lost a battle. And this is all an aspect of emunah. Emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the kaichas to do what I need to do in life. And yeah, there's going to be a struggle. There's going to be defeat. There's going to be yiridus. But just as the Gemara in Makkos has a concept, yiridus hi l'tzorich aliyah, remember the technical idea, that you're only chayav for ritzicha b'shagig if you're going down, not if you're going up. And the Gemara discusses, what if you're going down as a way of going up, but you're climbing on a ladder and you push down on the rung in order to go up. So without getting into technicalities, the Sifrei Aveda take this musag as a musag of life, that sometimes it's the yirida that we need to give us the energy of tzarich aliyah. And that's Pesach and Shavuos. Pesach, Hashem showed us a madrega, what we're able to become. Shavuos, Hashem now says, become it. Do it. I held on to you. I gave you a geula b'kfitza v'dilug. Now you have to acquire it b'darga achar darga. And, you know, once again, these are things that one remembers. You know, the life of a Ben Torah is not going to be unbroken joy, but the life of anybody is not going to be unbroken joy. But, you know, you can be confident that you're doing the most important thing in the world. You're bringing nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes that Hashem does not allow us to be consciously aware of the pleasure our neshama gets when we learn Torah. Because he says, if we would feel that pleasure, we would never stop. We wouldn't sleep. We wouldn't eat. We would die. And then, of course, the whole purpose gets defeated. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let us feel what the neshama is actually experiencing when we learn. But Ali B'Diemis, that is what the neshama is actually experiencing. I'm not sure, but is this a good time to stop? I can go on, but...
we're having pleasure.
Okay, no, wait, I just don't know.
We're having pleasure.
Okay. let me just share with you one final thought about this, which is really on a different aspect of Amunah, but it's a beautiful, beautiful word. Rav Tzadok asked the Kasha. We know that the Rambam paskens, the Gemara discusses this, that the tefillos are keneged the avos. Avram was Mesakin Shachris, Yitzchak Mesakin Mincha, Yaakov Mesakin Mayrif. And yet we also know it's a machlekes in the Gemara is Tefilas Arvis Rishus Ochaiva. Kriyashma of Arvis is Vadai Diaraisa, that's not the question. But is the Amidah, the Shemon Esrei of Mayrif, a Rishus Ochaiva? And we Paskin, it's a Rishus. So Frekt Rav Tzadok, Navi Iskasha, Yaakov Avinu is described as the Bechir Shabi Avais, the greatest of all the Avais. Mitase Shlema. Avram had a Yishmael and Yitzchak had an Esav. It's only Yaakov, Mitase Shlema. Why would Yaakov Avinu's tefillah be a Rishus? So the Emes says the Pnei Yeshua actually has an interesting mahalach. He wants to say that there is a machlekes in the Gemara, are the tefillahs because of the Avais, or are the tefillahs because of the Korbanos? And the Pnei Yeshua wants to say, and there's another machlokes, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, if tefillahs arvis, Rishus Ochaiva. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to be makasher these two machleksim. If I owe tefillas are connected to the avos, then ain't a chinami. Arvis is a chayva. But if I owe tefillas are connected to korbanos, then arvis is a rishus because there was no korban at night. It was only the leftover hekter, chalav, and vevor. Azezak to Pnei Yeshua. Which means if you hold tefillas avos tiknum, Pnei Yeshua says tefillas arvis is chayva. It's a good teretz in the Gemara. Problem is, it's not oiskahalten in the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim obviously says, Avram, he says, Avos Tiknum. Avram was Mesakin Shachris, not the Nusach, of course, but the idea of davening Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, Yaakov Mayrif, and the Rambam Paskins, Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. So the Pnei Yeshua's Teretz does not work in the Rambam. So Rav Tzadok says the following idea, and this is something to think about in davening generally. Each tefillah, even if we say the same nusach, the Zelba Shemayin Esrei, is designed to elicit within us a unique emotional response based on the time of day. There is a reason why the tefillahs are makusher to zamanim misuyamim. He says that tefillah of shachris, the dominant emotion of shachris, is gratitude, appreciation, and hope for the chastei Hashem. A new day dawns, you know, even if a person had a difficult day, when the morning comes, sorry, some people are not morning people, but Bederach Klal, the morning is a sign of hope, a sign that things will be better. And therefore, the dominant emotion of Shachris is gratitude and joy for the Chastei Hashem. And this is Mekusher to Avram Avinu's Midah, who indeed came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How did he come to understand God? Because he saw the Chastei Hashem in the Bria. He himself experienced, ultimately, at least by the end of his life, the Chastei Hashem, the birth of Yitzchak. And even Yishmael, according to Chazal, did Shuvah. And Lehepach, Esav did not become a Rasha till Avram Avinu died. So when Avram Avinu left the world, he had a family of Kedusha, and all of the Nefesh, Asherasu Bacharin, the Talmidim, he was respected, he was admired. Nisi Elokim Atabas Secheinu. Yes, he lost Sarah Imenu, but you know, she was 127. I mean, people have to die sometime. So he was shayach to the Midah of Shachris, which is the chesed and appreciation for the Chastei Hashem. Yitzchak is already Mincha. Remember that under the recalibration, the 400 years of Golos begin from Yitzchak. Now the question is, well, what does that even mean? Yitzchak was an Eretz Yisrael. The answer is that even in Eretz Yisrael, there was a feeling. Yitzchak was harassed. His be'eros got filled up. His wells got filled up. He was given the impression, you're not really welcome here. You're a ger. The gerus, not the abdus so much, but the gerus, being an alien, being a stranger, was maschil in the lifetime of Yitzchak. And that corresponds to the mincha, again, at least mincha ketana, which many say is the halacha, the best time to daven, when the shadows of the evening are lengthening. It's still daytime. But you're margish the approach of the chayshich. And that was the midah of Yitzchak. So if shachris is the prayer of gratitude and joy, mincha is the prayer of panic. You still have the brachos of Hashem, but you feel they're slipping away and you ask Hashem, let me hold on to them a little bit more. But if shachris is the prayer of joy and mincha is the prayer of panic, in fact, even in Zmanim, mincha is a panicky prayer. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, we have less of a problem because we can daven in the street if we really have to. But you know, mincha, you're always stuck somewhere. Mincha has, you know, shachris I can do before I go to work and maariv when I get home. Mincha, in the middle of the day, it's a certain panic about mincha. In fact, Rav Schiller has a joke that he says, what is the definition of a calm, serene yid? He says he's davens mincha and he's milcha. You know, no problems in life. Everything is fine. So, we now come to Ma'ariv. Now, Ma'ariv, remember, Yaakov Avinu was Misakin Ma'ariv. When was he Misakin Ma'ariv? He's running away. Vayivka b'makim, he's running away from an Esav who wants to kill him. He thinks he will never see his father again, although Lamaisa Yitzchak is still alive. He will never see his mother again. He's leaving the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. He's leaving the environment of Torah and Mitzvah or Kedusha. And one has to know he has a Mayradika Pachad of going to Lavan's house. Because if Esav is a threat to his body, Lavan Bikesh Lager is like, oh, Lavan might potentially destroy him in Ruchnius Lagamri. He's 63 years old. He's not a youngster. He has no shidduch. He has no wife at that point in his life. Eliphaz took away whatever money or possessions he had. He is penniless. He is friendless. He is without family. He is leaving Kedusha, going to a Makom Tuma. And towards the middle of the day, it becomes totally dark. The chitzonius of what Yaakov experiences represents the panemius of his life. So, if shachris is the prayer of Hakara Satov for the beauties of life, and Mincha is the prayer of panic, what Tzedek says, Ma'ariv above all is the prayer of Emuna. Because Emuna is your ability to see even in the dark moments of life that Hashem will take care of you. Lahagid babayker chastecha v'emunascha baleilais. In the mornings of life, I see your chesed, Hashem. But in the darkness, I hold on to that emuna that will get me through. And as Rav Aaron used to say, it's not simply to be margish the light at the end of the tunnel, but to see the light in the tunnel itself. So Zaktrat Tzadok, back to this kasha. The reason why Ma'ariv is a reshus is not because it's less than the other tefillas, but fakert. It represents such a high madrega that we work towards it, we aspire towards it, but it can't become mandatory. Something can become a chayva only if it's a madrega that's shayach to every Jewish kid who's bar mitzvah. But a madrega that's shayach only to the greatest, greatest tzaddikim, that can become a rishus. We work towards it. Memela, the prayer of Hakaras Atay for the Chastei Hashem. Zaktanavi, even an animal knows that. Yada shor kaineu, v'chamor evos balav. The ox appreciates the hand that feeds it. To pray to Hashem when you're in danger and things are slipping away. There are no atheists in foxholes. Even the atheist is going to say Shema Yisrael just to cover his bets. But to be margish in Auschwitz, in the middle of cheshech, in the middle of hopelessness, to be margish, the loving Hashem that will take care of you and give you strength. That's a madrega. So Rishus is a remes. And that's why indeed the Birchas Kriyashma of the morning is Emes V'Yatzif. Hashem's truth is firm and standing. At night it's Emes V'Emuna. Ma'ariv is the prayer of Emuna. Ma'ariv is the greatest tefillah, Rav Tzadok says. Because that's the Hagid Baboker Chasdecha V'Emunascha B'Leilis. So the truth of the matter is, you know, Mitzvah Hashem, you know, you'll all get married someday. You'll have families. And people ask sometimes, what is the most important lesson I can give to my children? But of course, in order to give the lesson, we have to have it. Mm. And the most important lesson is this idea of emunah. Because in life, there are going to be challenges. In life, there's going to be hardships. But when you have the kayach of emunah, you can weather the storm. You get resilience, you get courage. You get the ability to roll with the punches. You get the ability to have an attitude of Gamzula Tova. And that is an attitude that can give a person Simcha Sachayim. It can give a person a sense of mission, a sense of purpose, a sense of Chizuk when times are difficult. And really, that's the most important thing that one could possibly give a child. But of course, once again, the difficulty of being a parent is, you know, you can't be a good parent if you're not a good person, meaning to say all the madregas we want to give. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gift, we can have a child that's much greater than we are. But we're not entitled to count on that. That's a matnas chinam legamri. And our achrayas, as again, as Rav Kaplan, my chaver Rav Kaplan spoke last night so beautifully, our achrayas is by becoming the best person we can become. That'll be a tremendous hashpa on our children. So, Bezus Hashem, may all of us be zeichet to this gift of Emunah.
I want to show you.
Yeah.
Where is the
Tzadik? It's in Parshas V'Yetzer.
Parshas V'Yetzer?
V'Yetzer or V'Yishlach.
Okay, there, but there, in Pre-Tzadik, the Tzadik over there.
I want to show you.
That Emunah in itself, the Tzadik also writes. Emunah itself, I've got to say where it's from. But in the beginning, when he speaks about Emunah, the Tzadik has a piece about Emunah.